Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a clear night with gentle breezes. Jerusalem is a bit cooler, with temperatures dropping slightly as the night progresses. A pleasant evening to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, in a recorded speech just in, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that Israel has removed the immediate and distant threat from Hezbollah. This comes after a ceasefire with Lebanon, announced by former President Trump. That's according to Mariv. Also, earlier this hour, Defense Minister Israel Katz emphasized that the IDF will continue to hold territories in southern Lebanon. He reaffirmed the commitment to disarm Hezbollah. That story from Walla. Also this hour, the United Nations is debating a Russian and Chinese veto on a Security Council resolution regarding the Strait of Hormuz. Israeli envoy Danny Dannon described Iran's actions as economic terrorism. This comes from JNS. Separately, a ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel took effect earlier today. Former President Trump hinted at a potential deal with Iran within days. This update from I-24 News. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that former President Trump spoke with the Lebanese president. The conversation is part of efforts to secure a ceasefire which could aid in reaching a peace deal with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Israel Policy Forum, a think tank focusing on Middle East peace, posted minutes ago that they welcome the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. They emphasized the need for a strong Lebanese government to push Hezbollah aside. Aviva Klompas, a political analyst, posted today about President Trump's directive to Israel to halt attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon. She shared a quote from Trump, stating Israel is now prohibited from bombing Lebanon. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago, sharing imagery related to the ongoing conflict. Now for more on those stories, starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech. According to Mariv, Netanyahu highlighted the achievements against Hezbollah following the ceasefire. He emphasized the strategic importance of removing threats to Israel's security. This statement aims to reassure Israeli citizens and maintain regional stability. Turning to the defense minister's remarks, Walla reports that Minister Katz clarified Israel's stance to hold strategic territories in southern Lebanon. He reiterated the objective of disarming Hezbollah as a long-term goal. This declaration underscores Israel's commitment to its security policy despite the ceasefire. Meanwhile, JNS covers the UN debate on the Strait of Hormuz. The Israeli envoy's condemnation of Iran's blockade reflects ongoing tensions in the region. The veto by Russia and China complicates diplomatic efforts. This situation could impact global trade routes and regional security. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports from earlier today on the digital currency market. They highlight a crucial detail that could change everything for investors. The market's complexity might challenge those considering entering the field. Separately, CTEC reported that Israel's new AI-powered artillery saw its combat debut in Lebanon. The ROAM system marks a shift toward more advanced battlefield technology. This development signals Israel's commitment to enhancing military capabilities. And finally, Mariv Business has good news for homeowners. A new tax exemption could save significant amounts on capital gains tax. The tax authority clarified this benefit could apply to property inherited by heirs. This change could provide financial relief to many families. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.